Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio. Coffee and Cream on Hale Varsity Radio with Andrew Rogers and Damon Benning. Now let's find out what Matt Verzal is better at, telling stories or making pizza.
Matt.
Matt's an exceptional young man.
Matt Verzal.
Happy birthday, Matt.
You know, Matt, he's a tremendous athlete.
Matt Verzal.
Come on, Matt, I'm with you.
You know, like Matt Verzal, you're one of the sexiest people in the world, but you're not one of the most beautiful. How does that happen?
Here is Matt Verzal.
All right, Matt, thank you very much.
Before we get to Matt Verzal, we do five different ad reads just because we know he likes to wait around on hold.
What did he say last week?
I'm still trying to figure out why I'm waiting for you guys to listen to do your ad reads.
No, Matt, we skipped them today. We decided, hey, we'll talk to you right away. How you doing, Matt?
Good, boys. Good. You're evolving. Salt and pepper is growing every day.
Hey, why'd you close early for graduation yesterday? I wanted to come by and say hi.
We had some kids that were actually on the graduation thing, so I wanted their coworkers to be able to go. Coworkers to be able to go hang out with them.
Okay. So was like Crazy Connor in attendance of some people, or was he not on the schedule yesterday?
No, Con was there. Con was out early. Con has got this interesting thing where he's kind of literally conned Alex into this 9-to-7 shift. I'm like, this shift
doesn't exist.
7 p.m. leaving. They're kind of in the shit there, so we kind of need some help. But we get her fixed.
Matt, do you just not give a what, or is that just me? Right? Like, you can't say that.
They'll beep it out. Cam, you got Cam on
the
switch
today. Yeah, we did. We got Cam.
Listen, you know what's funny, Matty, because you know KB. He's so chill and, like, used to dealing with muck. He doesn't bat an eye at anything. If that was Shane, he'd have gone up. He'd have got up and did laps. Cam's like,
he'd have walked outside.
I looked at the boys and like, yeah, you heard that too, right? Okay,
I'm just making sure. When Cam and I do Husker Hangover, and I'll get on and I'll get going on YouTube every football season, every Sunday, 8 to 10. I'll get going, and his finger will twitch every time I cuss. So I know he's practicing.
Yep, he's just preparing for
he's
the radio.
Got that
just
finger ready to push the delay.
You heard that, right? Andrew's looking at me. I'm looking at him.
Cam's
like,
looking at us.
I'm like, yeah, Cam's got this. Matty's just dropping bombs.
How many shows have I done for you guys?
A lot, man.
This is the first one. Mm. So you're batting average is way higher than other.
Yep,
shows.
You're in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, listen.
Can I ask him?
Well, I mean, for me, dropping a cuss word.
Yeah,
that was my first one in all these attempts.
You're good. We love Matty.
Matt, you know, I got a question for you because this was something I experienced last night, and I kind of want to know how you would have handled the situation because I think you hold it together well. So, say you're in the bathroom and you're at a urinal and there's only two urinals there and somebody comes in or somebody was there next to you and they are peeing like their life depended on it and the mist came off of the urinal and landed on your nice pair of Cole Haan shoes and you could see it happen. Would you get paralyzed in the moment or would you say something right away?
So, if I'm understanding the situation right,
somebody peed on your shoes.
You're a stand-up, and some guy just came in with a rocket launcher, and the ricochet was getting on your shoes.
Yeah, and it was mist, though. It wasn't like drops. It was like you could see the mist coming down and land on the toe of my shoe.
Hey, I mean, I'm like a fan of like built organizations and things. I've read a lot of like Jocko Willink books. And, like, if you're fired on, you got to return fire.
Yeah, but I missed my opportunity. I missed it.
Why do I believe you, though?
Well,
this dude's having a sword fight because he's mad.
No, I'm trying to figure out why Andrew's like watching Mist fall on his shoes.
Me too.
I'm looking down.
So, Maddie, that's what I said.
No. You guys were missing it. I'm looking down. So you can, like, just see it kind of happen. Well, first there's a puddle below me. So my shoes are a little, like, webbed out.
Listen, Andrew, we're not here to judge. You do whatever you do in the bathroom.
I was looking straight up in the air and just guessing?
No, I understand, but how do you not say anything?
Like I said, I got paralyzed in the moment.
What
I couldn't believe
it. Hey, dog, what are you going to say? Hey, dog, your mist is getting on my shoes?
Matt.
Like, there's no response to that.
Matt.
Kind of an alpha move by a guy on the other year.
Matt, what do you think? First of all, you know I'm casing out the joint first before I even go in there. But second of all, what do you think I'm doing if somebody pees on my shoes?
Well, I think, number one, you would never made that point because if they came and stood next to you,
there it
stopped.
Is. There it is.
You would stopped, flow, backed away, let them finish, then you would have went back and resumed.
Nail on the head.
Let's be honest, Damon's not going to the stand-up urinal stall. He's going into the bathroom, like, close the door.
Yeah, like,
Because in his words, I don't need you looking at my stuff, was what he would say.
Hey, he asked me, why didn't you wait for the guy to leave so you could have all the urinals to yourself?
That's the first thing I thought of.
Who thinks about that when they step up to the plate?
Me. And apparently David. Matt knows I would.
I mean... Yeah. You're not walking up there like, oh, this guy, I know. He
Matt,
looks like a
how
shoe
many,
peer.
How many times have I said one of the greatest things about your restroom is, or your restaurant, is your restroom? This is after I figured out that the lights came on automatically. Did he tell you how I used to try to go in there and turn on the lights? Mm-hmm. And it was like, where's the knob?
The motion sensor.
Yeah, I got, yes, Matt, I got that now.
They would shut him off.
He's waving in front of it like, where is it?
Whatever.
Did
dude.
Somebody have to show you how to do that, like the QR code?
Hey, so. What? Okay. Matt, you know I have tunnel vision. So I was telling Drew down how I appreciated you worrying about me the other night, but when I came home, I had no idea that you were in front of my house.
Yeah. Just drove right past it. Didn't even acknowledge. Well, here's the thing. Like, Damon and I, we'll call, we'll miss each other's calls, we'll fire like a degrading jab at each other, and then we'll just kind of move on.
Yeah, what'd I call you the other day?
So when he texted me, call me when you get this text, that's a different parameter. Like, that text is never sent.
Right, right.
So when I did call and nobody answered, I was like, well, something's going wrong. And so then I only know what I'm like, well, I'm on the way. I'll be at your house shortly.
I mean, that's just a good friend, right?
Yeah, it is a good friend.
And then I pulled in. He just buzzed right past me.
I had no idea. I had tunnel vision. Hey, how'd you like
to? Literally, you had to, like, make eye contact with me as I was parked outside of your driveway.
I should probably pay better attention. Hey, did you like the ribs or no? Be honest.
They were good.
Good.
They were good. They were well done. I don't know the other form of meat you gave me there, the other little slab. That was good as well. Seasoning on
that
was good.
That was just a buffalo chicken thigh.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, was it out of your fridge?
Yeah.
Did he pull them out of
your
freezer?
Caleb was mad that one was missing. I told him you ate it, and he goes, well, I'm not saying anything. I said, yeah, that's probably a good idea. Hey, let me ask you something, Maddie. So, Knack is on campus last week. He ends up coming out of the portal.
Who?
The offensive lineman. KN.
Oh, Utah kid? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Utah kid.
Yeah, that's
I got to speak. I got to speak versalisms. Yeah, the Utah kid. So, the Utah kid winds up on campus and rolls basically saying, hey, you know what? He's four to play four. He's like getting a 2023 guy. Do you like the way that this first-year class of O-line, D-line for him is shaping up?
Okay. I do because it's of such a need, all right? So now my next vision or watch on them is how does the development standard look, right? I don't think any of them are quite ready to play day one, but if they get to the point where they can play game seven and they're viable and like really good, then I'm in that. So we'll get a good chance to see how these guys view their plan to develop. Because there's some talented guys coming in. Mm-hmm. You know, Sammy Sledge ain't no joke.
Right.
Like that he could factor very early. Knudsen, you know, that kind of douchey attitude that is probably missing to some point on the line. That's the guy. Like that's the guy that's gonna supply it. And everybody, you know, that played against him, oh, he's dirty and he's this and he's that. No. He's not. He's just that guy. Like he likes stirring it up.
Hey, Verz, what do you think Coach Rhule is focused on?
I don't even know if we can be friends
We got about a minute left. What do you think Coach Rhule is focused on most to instill early success and maybe issue a domino effect for his first season? Is it focusing on defense leading to the success of everything else or offense and then leading to the success of everything else?
Neither. He's building human beings right now. He's building confident trust in your brother.
I could see
we
that.
Can do this together. There's no listen, end of the day, whatever play you call or whatever defense you scheme, doesn't matter if your players don't care about each other and they don't want to succeed together. He's got to rewire brains. He's like that's what they're doing right now. The psychology of it up there is far more important than any XO, any of that. Because I think there was 12 times that this organization in the past couple years has been ahead in the fourth quarter, and all 12 of those they lost. Oh, no, sorry. They won the Iowa one. But, you know, you got to have your brain that says if we get to the fourth quarter with a lead, there's no doubt we are winning. Like, we got to rewire these things. All those silly points and times where we shot ourselves in the foot getting a penalty when we were ahead or when we were getting a stop, and then we extend the game on our own recognizance. We don't need to help them. When you rewire the brain and you teach the brain to win, now you can see what will happen. So I say it's more brain than XO's, offense, defense, special teams.
Makes sense. Verz, we appreciate you, man. Thanks so much. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Matty.
Hi, boys. Be good.
That'll do it for the week. We'll be back on Monday.
Maybe.
Or Tuesday.
Maybe.